New York Congressman Mondaire Jones said the conservative 6-3 Supreme Court majority is on a rampage against basic freedoms the country currently enjoys.
I am one of only 9 openly gay members of this body. For me, this is personal.
Jones said in the 7 years since the U.S. Supreme Court voted to allow same-sex marriage, hundreds of thousands of same-sex couples have married. They and their children now rely on the rights and protections the court recognized.
Well, since Obergefell, nearly 300,000 same-sex couples have been married. Imagine telling the next generation of Americans, my generation, that we no longer have the right to marry who we love. Congress can't allow that to happen.
The vote for the Respect for Marriage Act was 267 to 157. Nearly 4 dozen Republicans joined Democrats to vote for the legislation codifying same-sex and interracial marriage. But most Republicans voted no. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said the legislation was unnecessary because Justice Samuel Alito, the author of the Dobbs decision overturning abortion rights, made it clear the ruling did not threaten any other rights. At the same time, Jordan said the 2015 Obergefell decision trampled on states' rights.
The Obergefell decision undid what 35 states have on their law in their respective state. 30 of those states, it was the vote of the people, as I said before. But this legislation is going to just, I guess, go after that, the decision of the respective states, and as I said, the voters in those states. I think it's also, as we've indicated, a further effort to intimidate the court.
Other Republicans accuse Democrats of promoting a bill that is political in nature. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi argued it's important to pay heed to Justice Clarence Thomas's concurring ruling in Dobbs, in which he wrote that Obergefell and other decisions on sexual intimacy and contraception should be reconsidered since they rested on the same privacy rights as the Roe v. Wade decision.
Make no mistake, while his legal reasoning is twisted and unsound, it is crucial that we take Justice Thomas and the extremist movement behind him at their word. This is what they intend to do. Indeed, just yesterday, a Republican senator declared that the Obergefell decision was clearly wrong, plainly suggesting right-wing interest in taking aim at marriage equality.
The House vote sends the measure to the Senate, where its future is uncertain. Jim Obergefell, the plaintiff in the landmark ruling legalizing same-sex marriage, is now running for a seat in the Ohio legislature. I'm Eileen Alfandary, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.